Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
It's been a while since I've talked with you after loss. Don't want to, you know, get used to this feeling by any means. But when you lose a turnover ratio, especially on a game like we had last night, normally it's not going to lead to a win, and it didn't. Didn't play our best ball, especially early on in the first half. I thought we did some better things, especially defensively, in the second half. But you know, it was a little bit too late then. There were some positive things we did. Pass protection on the offensive side of the football. You know, the two takeaways on the defensive side helped. But, I mean, we did not, you know, outperform their defense. And we wanted to start the second half of our season, you know, a little bit better. You know, we break it up by quarters. Being 0-1 in the third quarter isn't ideal, but we'll come back from it. You still have to get back to the 7-2 record and know exactly where you are. Injury-wise from the game, of course, we had a couple of major injuries where guys didn't finish the football game. First off, Shea McClellan early in the game sustained a concussion with symptoms that, you know, that were displayed right away. So that really kind of hurt our rotation a little bit when he went out of the football game. And then Jay Cutler a little bit late on in the second quarter, he got a concussion also. His symptoms weren't displayed right away for us right away after the play. We had a little bit of time to really evaluate it, and he didn't show any symptoms then, but at the half, he did show some then. As a general rule, there's protocol we go through when a player does get a concussion, led by a medical staff. We have a history a little bit with concussions, and I think going beyond what we should, protocol is, to take every precaution to make sure that they're, first off, if they can't play, of course, get them out of the game, which we did, and not letting them come back until they're for sure ready to go, cleared by the medical staff. Both of those players, of course, are feeling a lot better today. We'll continue to evaluate them, just like after a player gets a concussion or any other injury, we'll continue to evaluate them before we let them go back in. As far as whether the players will be ready to go this week, we don't know that. We have an extra day to get prepared for the 49ers, and hopefully they will be ready to go. Hopefully other players will get back too, like Alshon Jeffrey, who's making a lot of progress. We don't know for sure on him, but we can use all guys now. You know, I don't know, every concussion is a little bit different. I just know during that game last night, guy has symptoms, has a concussion. We're not going to play him then. We'll go through the protocol once they've been cleared to come back for practice and, of course, to play. That's when they'll play. It's really as simple as that for us. We've, of course, already started the process with it. Yes, right after that. We had a break since it was, you know, the play was being challenged. Our trainers talked to him then. When I say concussion protocol, that's a part of it. It's not like he showed symptoms, but we had a break in between. Our trainers, yes, talked to him, evaluated him. He was fine from there. Players in the hole didn't see anything wrong with him at the time. So, and not just then, we continued to talk to him all the way out through even to the halftime. So, I mean, when I say normal protocol for a concussion, that's what I'm talking about. We were constantly talking with him. And if you look at his play, it's not like, you know, he was light on his feet, stir-eyed, anything like that. We felt like he was in control of everything, just like the rest of our players at the time. Good question. Yes, it does. You want to know as soon as possible, of course, to let that guy start getting the reps. But I also think when you set up your roster, you have to keep that in mind on your backup quarterback and what he can handle as far as getting mental reps and him taking advantage. But I still think that you can get an awful lot against going against the best defense in the league also each day. You're still throwing the ball to receivers, running plays. There's a lot you can get from that. You're in all of the meetings, and you are getting some reps. So a lot has a lot of that goes into who that backup quarterback is. And Jason Campbell is a student of the game. And again, we felt real good about him being able to come in if he was called upon.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.